It's time now for a Tiny Desert Concert. That's a series where we bring local Arizona bands and musicians into the KJZZ studios to play a couple of songs and discuss their music. Today we hear from James Band. Loud, raw, and full of layered emotion, the Phoenix-based indie rock band reveals a deeper side of their explosive live performances. Lead singer and songwriter Michael Madrid grew up listening to and sometimes playing in church bands. Some of their earliest music memories are of sitting on a church pew listening to their family and friends practice that week's musical liturgy. While they're no longer a churchgoer, the spirituality of music has never left them, and that intimate emotion finds expression in joyous punk-like choruses and fervid physical performances. I started off by asking Madrid about their view of performing and how important it is to pour their whole self into a performance in such an explosive, physically demanding way.
My view of performing is that if I don't feel like I've given everything up, then it's not worth it. I did something wrong. That is there, and it's always there underneath everything, underneath the having a good day mask, underneath the how are you? I'm fine, thanks, you know? And performing and music is the one area where it's able to just come out in all of its intensity and beauty and also frightening moments too.
Yeah, does it feel good to unleash? Is it therapeutic in any way?
It is incredibly therapeutic. Yeah, I can think of many occasions where whatever was happening during the day that overwhelmed me or upset me is able to just really come out in a very real way. Reminds me of a performance we did once at the Trunk Space where I had to put my dog down that day. And this was like in December of last year. It was just a show that night, and it's in this little basement of the church there. And it was a really, really a powerful experience. I think everybody that was there felt it too, and it was like we all like gave something to each other in that space.
You mentioned the basement of a church, so I want to go back to
what
the background for you as a young man was, or even a young boy, in terms of the music that you learned and how important, at least at that time, the church was to you or spirituality continues to be for you.
Yeah, so I grew up with, you know, two parents that were heavily involved in the church, and I was kind of like pretty much grew up getting to church at like 6 a.m. on Sunday mornings and just sleeping on the pews and stuff while the church band practiced. That kind of seeped very deeply into me. First off, you know, like the music, but also the very like spiritual aspect of it.
Yeah. Well, how does that come about in the music? Does it come out when you're writing, when you're performing? Yeah. I wonder if that's always within.
Yeah, it is. It does actually start, I think, in the writing process. I try to, when I'm writing, find myself in a space where I can kind of, sort of a meditative state. Whatever comes out of the subconscious is what comes out. And then I go and I take that and I go, wow, I was dealing with this. Oh, that thing that I just said that was initially made no sense was clearly in reference to this thing that I experienced today. But I always feel that is part of the spiritual undercurrent that is like constantly going through my life.
So, Michael, you're going to play a song for us. James Band's going to play a song for us. What is it, and how'd you guys come up with it?
This song's called In Place. I had written this song a couple of years ago and really been sitting on it, but it's a little bit about kind of feeling like everything is closing in on you and feeling like you don't have your own kind of space or, I guess, environment to be and wanting to break out of that.
Feel free to chime in, sell your shares for 2 cents. It makes no dollar bottom. The utmost cared for problems. You weave your way around my consciousness. Automatic power on display. In place, in place, in place. I am navigating freely. Must establish how I see things. I'll be operating. Will give me wings. So please pull on my heartstrings. Complete each loose and plot piece. You'll ask me on the street. I'll spoil the end to everyone I meet. In place, in place.
Your lyrics are so open and intense. As you're writing it, are you feeling like this isn't worthwhile unless I'm really opening up, because that's how it becomes real to me? I mean, vulnerability is very tough in many aspects of life.
Absolutely. It's kind of like I want to tear apart the wound because that's the only way it's going to heal, you know? And I find that it's severely lacking in daily life, you know? We just have so many ways to hide the wounds, and you know, and sometimes you have to, and sometimes it's too hard. But I think if you force it and you get past the uncomfortable part of things, you're left with kind of something more raw and pure, and I think no matter who you are, you'll feel like, whoa, okay, something's different about the way I feel now, you know, whether it's somebody else that's being vulnerable or they themselves, you know.
Michael Madrid of the James Band, thanks for coming in. Take us out on a song.
This song is called Dominoes, and it's all about the folks that are waiting in line on the way to get their coffee.
They fall down like they dominoes. They fall down like they all know it. They fall down like they dominoes. They fall down like they all know it.
And you can see a video of both songs performed at KJZZ's East Valley Bureau on our website, theshow.kjzz.org/tinydesertconcert.